This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Tornadoes are continuing to threaten large sections of the United States. In the Midwestern state of Kansas, a twister touched down outside Kansas City Tuesday, leaving at least 12 people injured and damaging homes, schools, and businesses. People in several states from Texas through the Midwest have been impacted by the recent rash of tornadoes, blamed for killing one person and injuring more than 100 others. The National Weather Service said Tuesday that Tuesday was the 12th consecutive day where multiple tornadoes were reported here in the U.S. While the high number of twisters is not unusual, they are not usually that widespread. A first-of-its-kind civil trial against drug maker Johnson & Johnson is underway here in the U.S. The state of Oklahoma is suing the company over its alleged role in the U.S. opioid epidemic. Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter said the company was motivated by greed.
In their zeal to provide a magic drug, they ignored centuries of experience, well-documented scientific histories of deadly addiction epidemics, and embarked on a cynical, deceitful, multi-million dollar brainwashing campaign to establish opioid analgesics as the magic drug.
The lawsuit, which aims to hold opioid manufacturers responsible for the drug crisis gripping the country, could have a large impact on other states seeking similar compensation. The Taliban and Russia have jointly called for the withdrawal of U.S.-led coalition troops from Afghanistan. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the only way to settle the Afghan conflict is through diplomacy and politics, not with foreign military presence. The remarks came Tuesday in Moscow at a gathering of Russian and Afghan security personnel and Afghan political representatives. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. military said Tuesday that a total of 6 American troops have been identified so far from 55 boxes of human remains that North Korea turned over last year. President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signed an agreement allowing for recovery of the remains of U.S. soldiers from the Korean War in the early 1950s. Military officials say about 5,300 American troops are believed lost in what is now North Korea. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration is changing its policy on airline passengers carrying cannabis products on flights. The AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The Transportation Security Administration has made a change to its cannabis policy, allowing passengers to travel with some forms of CBD oil and hemp derivatives. In updating the What Can I Bring guidance, the TSA says it was recently made aware that the FDA legalized a drug called Epidiolex last June. Epidiolex is used to treat epilepsy in children. TSA rules still ban CBD oils that have THC, the chemical that produces the high found in marijuana. Also still banned are cannabis-infused products that are still illegal under federal law. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The founder of the Smithsonian Institute's Neus Museum, which focuses on African-American history, will soon lead the institution's entire system of museums and parks. The Smithsonian Board of Regents appointed Lonnie Bunch, its 14th secretary, becoming the museum's first African-American leader in its 173-year history.
It is humbling, exciting. It is something that had never crossed my mind to do, but it also makes me feel good because I get to give back to the institution I care the most about, the Smithsonian.
Bunch, who takes over June 16th, will guide the world's largest museum, education, and research complex. Board of Regents chairman said Bunch's experience at 3 museums, reputation, and fundraising skills separated him from the other candidates. Argentine activists launched a renewed effort to legalize elective abortions in the homeland of Pope Francis after narrowly falling short last year. Lawmakers said they would introduce a bill to legalize abortions for pregnancies up to 14 weeks. A similar measure last year passed the lower house of Congress but was defeated in the Senate under heavy opposition by religious organizations. Argentina now allows abortion only in cases of rape or a risk to the woman's health. Mackenzie Bezos, who just months ago divorced the world's richest man, pledging to give away half of her estimated $37 billion fortune to charity. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.